You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart. And a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Dove, that new kind of soap for everything, right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs.
Williams, I still say it's impossible.
Well, I say if it works for me, it'll work for you.
But I can't imagine one soap doing all three kinds of wash. Well, that'd mean washing work shirts and towels with the same soap I'd use from a rayon slip.
Of course. I'm telling you, this does everything. It's a new kind of granulated soap, and it does wonders, even for a tough wash like mine.
Well, I bet your wash isn't any tougher than mine.
Oh, isn't it? You should see Jim's work shirt since he's in that war factory. Grease, they're soaked in it.
Hmm.
But that doesn't scare Does. Why, Does leaves those clothes clean and fresh as rain.
Now, remember, Mrs. Williams, I don't like scrubbing.
Well, who said anything about hard scrubbing? There's none of that with Does, and no boiling either. And that's a blessing for the white pieces, too.
And I want my linens really white.
Well, so do I. And that's how does them. Sparkling white. And you know, Jim leaves those towels just black with factory dirt when he cleans up.
Well, the youngsters get my towels plenty dirty, too.
Mm-hmm. Leave them to Does. Honestly, you've never seen a whiter wash than Does will give you. Your linens and sheets will come out dazzling.
But how on earth can this same Does be safe enough for rayon slips and the nicer colored washables?
That's the wonder of Does. It gives you extra safety for those nice colors. And that's important in wartime when clothes have to last longer. Why, with Does, those colored things stay bright much longer. And that's something you can't say for the four other leading granulated soaps.
Say, this Does really does everything.
I'm telling you, friends, that Does isn't just an improvement of an old soap. It's Procter & Gamble's new soap discovery. So change to Does, D-U-Z, today. Because even in the toughest wartime wash, does everything. And now the Goldbergs. It's late. Late at night. And everybody is in bed, or should be. The tone at the house is rather quiet, rather sober, for Sammy is leaving early tomorrow morning for the army. And so there was a little packing and a number of goodbyes, and the darkness fell. The moon came out, and people went to bed. But sleep is nowhere near the Goldberg house tonight, and in Molly's bedroom the moon is very bright. Listen.
Is the moon shining in your face, Molly?
No.
So why don't you sleep?
I'm trying to remember if I forgot something.
Forget to remember and go to sleep.
Did I put an extra blanket on family's bed?
You did.
I did?
You did.
I'll go see. I don't think so.
Molly.
I don't think so, Jake.
Give Sammy a blanket and no talk. The less you talk, the more you'll say.
I'll be right back. You want something in the kitchen, Jake?
Bicarbonate, if you have.
I brought the bicarbonate upstairs already.
For who?
For me.
Very nice. Very nice.
Sleep, darling. Mikey?
Come in, Ma.
You're here with Sammy, Mikey?
Yeah.
Talking.
21 years worth.
Save a little bit. You want something, family?
No. Mikey brought some apples up from the kitchen.
Should I make you some cocoa?
No, Ma.
Why not? You're not sleeping anyway.
No, Ma.
You, Mikey?
Thanks.
Thanks yes or thanks no?
Thanks no.
All right. Nobody likes my cocoa. I gave you an extra blanket, Emily.
Mm-hmm. Two.
All right. Good night.
Night.
Night, Mikey.
Good night.
You take the extra early train, huh, Emily?
Yes, Ma.
Night.
She'll be all right in a few days, Sammy. My mother was the same way. Just keep writing.
There's a million things I'd like to say to her before I go. I'd like to tell her about Emma.
Why, Sammy?
Because I would.
But there's nothing to tell.
I'll see.
Listen, you're all over Emma. You've gotten her out of your system. Now forget it.
I'll see.
And don't worry about your conscience, Sammy. You told Emma she could stay, all right. Still haven't convinced me it's the wisest thing, but if
she'll leave, she just doesn't want to be told to go.
Okay.
I'm sorry for her.
Not me.
Well, I am.
All right.
I don't see people the way you do, Mikey.
How do I see people?
They're either good or bad.
Well?
That'd make the world too easy a place to live in.
I suppose you mean that Emma isn't bad. That is, completely bad.
I mean like everyone else. She's a human being. Like all people, she lives by what she knows and understands and feels. And even if I don't like it, well, it's real and it's human. Maybe it's better to forgive what you don't like instead of judging it.
Yeah? Now, where would you put Hitler? You see, the answer is significant. No, I don't go along with you on this, Sammy. Not at all. What you say is true from a psychologist's point of view. But you see, Sammy, the scientist's view is all right from the inside of a library. Out in the world, you have to choose. You have to act. And that means you have to judge people not by what they may become or what they've been. You don't judge them by what they intend, Sammy. You judge them by what they do. Actions count. And especially when your life is threatened and your love and your hope is threatened, you have to act. You have to act in terms of morals, in terms of good and bad. And that makes a difference. Are the German people good or bad? That's a silly question, I think, because a practical man says, is what the German people are doing good or bad? And our answer is yes, it's evil. It's absolutely cruel and bad and evil. And that means we're going to keep killing them until they stop doing what they're doing. And until they stop, they are bad. Every man and woman who makes a bomb or digs a ditch or helps in any way to keep Hitler's armies killing our allies. This is a long speech, but you're going to be a soldier tomorrow, and you've got to believe that what you're doing is right, because it is right, completely right. Until the last Nazi throws down his gun or his shovel and says, I'm not fighting you, I'm not helping to fight you anymore. And from that moment on, they're good as far as I'm concerned. Period. Kind of a long speech, huh?
No.
I guess you ought to go to sleep and stop worrying about the whole world.
I suppose I should.
You know, after all, starting tomorrow, you'll be picking up cigarette butts to help your country.
What?
Sure. I picked them up for weeks. You know, a soldier starts from the dirt up. Good night, Sammy.
Night, Mikey.
Good night.
Anyway. Here. Oh, it's windy. Why did you open the window? I'll close it.
Well, I'll do it.
It's all right, darling. You go to bed with your feet, Tanner. No slippers. Please, Tanner. No? Please.
All right, Mom.
You can cover yourself up so you catch a cold. Wait. I put enough sugar in, Emily. Hmm?
It's just right. Now go to bed.
Can I wait till you finish?
Mar.
Yeah?
Nobody makes cocoa like you do.
No, you learn. How many years am I making cocoa for you?
A long time.
So drink.
Ma.
Yeah?
Everything's gonna be all right.
I know. It's too hot. Hmm?
No. Now, you want a taste?
No. It's for you, son.
Everything for me. That's why this shouldn't be so hard on you.
Why? What do you mean, Sandra?
Well, I mean there are all kinds of parents, and a lot of them consider their children a kind of investment for their old age, or an investment for their pride, or something like that. But you did everything for me, for Rosie, for us. I mean, you wanted us to grow up, go out into the world, and live, and have the right things that the world has to offer. You did, didn't you?
Tried.
And you succeeded. I used to imagine the day when I would be 21. I'd start out into the world, and I figured I'd be a success someday. I mean, the kind of success which comes from leaving this place better than I found it. I thought it would take a whole lifetime to do it. And it would have had. Things have changed. I'm a success already.
Oh, that's Sam.
Sure, Ma. I'm 21 and a big success. I'm going to do what I always wanted to do, even if it isn't the way I thought I'd do it. You see? So you've succeeded already, and I've only just started. You see?
See.
That's how I want you to think about it.
Drink, Simon. Drink that.
Molly.
Come in, Drake.
Sammy has to be up early.
I know. Come in, Drake.
Sit down, Paul.
Cocoa only for Sammy? Huh?
And so the night continues, and a silence falls on all the house. But it isn't the silence of sleep and forgetting. It's the profound quiet of remembering. Say, before you do your supper dishes tonight, just ask yourself this. Are you using one of those halfway soaps? You are if it's a tough granulated soap because it holds back on safety for your hands. Or if it's a body for your hands. Or if it's a body for your hands. Or if it's a bar soap, it doesn't have real speed. But you can forget such halfway soaps now that new Dove's is here. You see, Dove's is that amazing new kind of granulated soap that does everything in your wash. And for dishes, too. Dove's has everything. Everything from whirlwind speed to greater kindness for your hands. Notice how soft and comfortable your hands feel after doing dishes with Dove's. Not one of the four other leading granulated soaps can give your hands such extra gentle care. Yet see how fast Dove's cuts tough grease. Without you doing any hard scrubbing. Why, no soap made can beat Dove's for speedy dishwashing. Remember, you can tell by the suds how really different Dove's is. Try it today. Dove's has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dove's, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.